Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, I'm so grateful that you're with me. I'm thinking about how you're learning from the Word of God, and my prayer is that you're growing in your walk with Him, and it's helping you in your day-to-day life as you interact not only with God, but also with other people. And my prayer is that you're growing to a point that other people are attracted to this message of Jesus' gospel that's within you, and that you'll lead them to a relationship with Him as well. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to bless us on that behalf. Heavenly Lord, our Heavenly Father, we know that our lives become examples of the Christ that's living in us. Lord, that's why day by day we want to soak ourselves in Your Word. We know that naturally we don't exhibit the things of Christ. We naturally turn toward every other human being's ways that's in this world. And yet, Lord, I think of Your words as Christ in me, that's the hope of glory that You shared through Paul the Apostle. And Lord, it is You in us and that we want to share with others. So we ask You to bless us today with the teaching of Your Word. Guide us into all truth so that we will know how to live in this world. And Lord, we'll know more about You so that we can exhibit it to others. We bless You for this time together, and we thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Looking at Things. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 4. From his position in a Roman prison, Paul the Apostle wrote encouraging and challenging words to the church located at Philippi. He desired for them to be united in a unified church that esteemed others better than themselves. In chapter 2 and verse 4 of the letter to the Philippians, Paul gave the church members direction concerning where they should look when he wrote, "Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others." The verse begins, "Look not every man on his own things." After sharing with the church that they should do nothing through strife or vainglory, Paul directed every man to look not, or don't look, observe, contemplate, or take heed on his own things, which means himself or herself, itself or themselves, rather than observe the natural tendency to pay attention to themselves. The Philippian church members were to be looking in another direction. The verse goes on to say, "But every man also on the things of others." Not only were the church members to look not upon their own things, but, which Paul uses as a disassociation conjunction, every man was also, which means even so and indeed, to look on the things of others. While they were not to ignore their own things, they were not to be so focused upon them that they did not concern themselves with others. When the church members in Philippi followed Paul's words to esteem others better than themselves, they would be looking upon others' things rather than simply their own. As we ponder Paul's words, if we were to be tested for the attention we pay to others' things, how would we rate? Are we so busy taking care of our own things that we have no time for others who are among us? If we belong to a church, do the concerns of others concern us? Or are we so focused on our own situations that we are blinded to theirs? Paul's words are indeed challenging, and as we examine ourselves, we should once again consider Jesus, who was and is constantly concerned with the lives of others. In fact, He gave His life to save ours. And that comparison sets the standard. May the Lord Jesus and God the Father help us to observe others in the manner of which Paul speaks. Next time, Paul tells the Philippians what mind should be in them. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.